Now, the people of Serbia are going to the polls this weekend for the second round of presidential elections that look likely to see the incumbent, President Boris Tadic, win re-election. Serbia suffers from many of the ails that are afflicting the rest of Europe, including high unemployment and a sluggish economy, quite apart from the legacy of its involvement in the bloody conflicts of the 1990s that followed the breakup of Yugoslavia. One thing its politicians are united on is the drive to join the European Union, because despite the EU's current crises, from Belgrade it still looks like a good place to be. Charlotte Ashton reports now from Leskovac in southern Serbia.
Gordana Petrovic used to work in the human resources department of a state-owned Serbian textiles manufacturer. But now her only source of income is a Serbian delicacy called ajva, delicious smoked chili peppers, which she prepares in small wood-burning stoves in the garden of her large but run-down home. Pepper season isn't until August, so she and her husband are surviving on the profit they made from last year. Her husband works on a pig farm occasionally. It's a fragile existence.
We just have money to pay for electricity, for water. We don't have money for our son. We don't have money for the restaurants, for luxury things, for dressing. I cannot say that I don't love Leskovac. This is my city, but I would go to another town or to another country to live normal life.
Gordana's daughter is studying in Belgrade. Her teenage son also wants to leave. Unemployment here is at 25%, rising to 50% among the young. Her only source of hope? That if Serbia eventually joins the EU, things will be better.
Countries like Spain, France, they cannot be in a crisis like we are. We also believe in that it will tackle the problem of criminal and corruption.
Like Greeks and Italians before them, Serbians see the process of joining the EU as a political cleansing agent, a force for fighting the corruption with which Serbian institutions are riddled. Jobs, business, court rulings all too often go to the people with the right connections. Little wonder Serbia is at the very bottom of the European League as a place to do business. But for the town of Leskovac, that might be changing. You're a big Pink Floyd fan, then?
Yes, I am, but my daughter is bigger.
Bigger Pink Floyd fan. Slobodan Kocic isn't your average mayor. I find him in his smoke-filled office listening to Pink Floyd. Fiercely pro-EU, Kocic started a campaign when he came to office 4 years ago to clean up Leskovac's corrupt local government and bloated civil service. He's just been re-elected, despite making enemies at the start.
It was really unpopular move in environment like Leskovac is, and not only unpopular, it was dangerous.
Why was it dangerous?
Because this is a small town and we know each other. And my first neighbor was out.
Out of a job?
Yes. Attacks were sent by email, by Facebook, by phone. They sent that kind of messages to my family, to my kids. It's very hard to do alone. We need cross-cutting, cross-cooperation between different institutions, and we need changes and reform in all levels.
There are glimpses in Leskovac of how institutional reform and a friendly mayor can help unleash Serbia's potential for growth. On the edge of town is a brand spanking new factory belonging to the German sock manufacturer Falke. It's shiny and white, completely incongruous, surrounded as it is by the crumbling shells of old state-owned companies that were eventually bankrupted after the breakup of the old communist Yugoslavia in the 90s.
To create a nice and very comfortable seam on a women's pantyhose, this is still done by hand. This is manually handworked by really experts.
Harald Dolner-Weisheit manages the plant. They're here for the abundance of cheap labour and proximity to central European markets. But confidence in the local administration was key.
We feel a little like strangers in a strange land, because you are surrounded by really destroyed places. But on the other side, the people are so warm and so welcome here, and it was very, very helpful from the mayor, and they understood very well what we are going to do, and I think without them, this would not have been possible in this time.
So can Serbia clean itself up enough to turn the trickle of investors like Falca into a flood of foreign money? Here in the capital, Belgrade, there's increasing confidence that it can, because for the first time there's political consensus that EU membership must be Serbia's goal. Even the leader of the centre-right party, who was once a pro-Russian hardliner, has turned to embrace Europe. And the move towards EU accession will force upon Serbia some much-needed discipline.
Going towards membership, you have the expertise of the Commission, you have funds of the European Union, so you have somebody to help you along the road. Sometimes, you know, you are forced to do things earlier than your internal political process would allow for. But I think on the whole, it's good to have somebody pushing you and not letting you forget what the priorities are.
Milica Delevic is director of Serbia's European Integration Office. It's her life's work to lead Serbia to Brussels, but with the Eurozone in chaos, I wonder whether she thinks the EU lifeboat is feeling rather more like a shipwreck.
It doesn't help. I was following the election debates in some of the EU member states and in Serbia, and surprisingly I found the least EU bashing in Serbia. People in Serbia are nowhere as idealistic about EU membership as they were in the beginning of the process in 2000.
Does it raise your fears that the EU will just not be in a place where it even considers an enlargement?
I think it's not going to be easy to defend the continuation of the process, but just as we are not as idealistic, I understand that the EU member states and institutions are not going to be as idealistic about enlargement, but idealism was only part of the process. The other part is rational self-interest, which means that if you have an enclave of countries, basically that's what the Western Balkans is, an enclave within the European Union, it's much better both for the region and for the EU to have it properly integrated.
Serbians know that EU membership is at least a decade away. It's anyone's guess what the union will look like by then. And there's the lingering problem, of course, of Kosovo, the territory which declared independence from Serbia 4 years ago, which Belgrade refuses to recognise, even though most EU countries do. But as Bratislav Grubicic, publisher of the VIP Daily News Report, explains over coffee in the Belgrade sunshine, Brussels is still a critical source here of hope and discipline.
Within the next couple of months, we'll have some delegations from European Union coming here. They will do screening of our institutions. And then we are basically facing very painful and sensitive process of opening corruption issues. And even including this crisis in European Union, there is a belief here that once we are there, they will have better life, you know.
It's still the promised land.
Yeah, in a way I think it's more than it should be, but still it is promised land.
That report from Charlotte Ashton in Serbia. You're listening to The World Tonight on Radio 4 with Robin Lustig.